Do you need to notify anybody when you make an enduring power of attorney?
An additional safety mechanism for the donor is that the same people who are notified when the EPA is signed also have to be notified if it is being activated at any future point in time. This ensures that once again, if the notice parties have any concerns about the necessity for the enduring power of attorney to be registered, or if they feel that the attorneys have for some reason become unsuitable to act as attorneys, they can again object to the registration. In the event that there is any objection by the notice parties, the question of the suitability or otherwise of the proposed attorneys, or any questions as to whether or not the enduring power of attorney needs to be registered, will be determined by the High Court in Dublin, where all such disputes are dealt with. As I said earlier, there has been a tendency in recent years for any dispute in relation to an enduring power of attorney to result in the document being set aside and the donor instead being made a ward of court. I have been involved in cases where there have been disputes and they can be time-consuming and expensive for all concerned. It's for this reason that a great deal of care has to be taken when the enduring power of attorney is being created, and the donor has to carefully consider all of these issues before making their decisions about who to appoint, both as their attorneys and as their notice parties. After the detail of the attorneys and the notice parties has been completed on the document, the additional detail that needs to be added is the information about the donor's doctor. This is necessary, as there is a specific section in the form for a doctor to sign to confirm that at the time the donor created the enduring power of attorney, they had the necessary mental capacity, with the assistance of any explanations as may be necessary, to understand the effect of doing so. This provision ensures that there is a medical assessment of the person at the time they signed the document. You may recall that I mentioned earlier on that sometimes the question of creating an enduring power is raised at a time when someone may already have become a little forgetful and their family have become concerned about their ability to manage their affairs. I've had situations where doctors have refused to sign the relevant certificate in the document as they have felt that the proposed donor has already become incapable of understanding the content of the document. This can create a lot of difficulties for everybody concerned, and again reinforces the view I expressed earlier on, that it's important to create the enduring power at a time in your life when there is no question about your mental capacity. Once all the relevant detail is included, the donor will sign the document. Once they do that, it generally will then go to their GP for them to sign the relevant medical capacity certificate. It then gets returned to the donor's solicitor, who will then sign another certificate in the document to confirm that at the date the enduring power was created, they were satisfied that the donor was capable of understanding the nature and effect of creating the document and that they were doing so without undue influence. Then the donor's solicitor will arrange for the proposed attorneys and substitute attorneys, if they are being provided for, to sign the document. This is necessary in order to ensure that the proposed attorneys are aware of the significant obligations they are taking on under the enduring power of attorney, and the obligations that will be imposed on them if they need to act at some later date. After the attorneys have signed, the solicitor will arrange for the formal notification of the completion of the document to be sent to the notice parties by registered post, and for an affidavit to be completed to confirm the date and time on which those notices were sent. At that stage, all of the necessary formalities of creating the EPA will have been complied with, and the donor will be formally notified that that has happened. As you can see, there's a lot to consider and a lot to be done to ensure that your enduring power of attorney is correctly put in place.